This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley, still sweating away on Monday the 4th of July. Now, the J-League is supposed to be on holiday, but the matches played this last weekend, still officially referred to as Match Day 2, represented the first of the six rounds postponed in the wake of the tragic earthquake and tsunami back in March. There was plenty of action too, with two title contenders meeting in the Kanagawa Derby, another real thrashing for the leaders, and a Vispa Fukuoka managing to quadruple their season's points tally in one fell swoop. Well, hello again, and Yokohama F. Marinos moved to within a point of the J-League summit, after coming from behind to beat Kawasaki Frontale 2-1 in yesterday's Kanagawa Derby, as leaders Kashiwa Reysol slumped to a calamitous 5-0 defeat at Cerezo Osaka. Level on points going into their clash at the Nissan Stadium in Yokohama, both Marinos and Frontale knew victory would give a real boost to their title challenge as the halfway point in the season approaches. And it was the visitors who drew first blood in bizarre fashion midway through the opening period. Corsair Shibasaki cracked a shot off Hiroki Ikura's right-hand post, but the ball then struck the unfortunate goalkeeper on the rebound and bounced back into the Marinos net. The home side rallied to equalise before half-time, however, Masashi Ogoro expertly controlling a long pass from Yuzo Kurihara to fire past Takashi Aizawa. And they completed the comeback through a piece of Kazuma Watanabe inspiration on 71 minutes. The forward collected the ball in midfield from Yuji Nakazawa and launched an unstoppable effort beyond Aizawa from fully 25 yards. Reysol's collapse in Osaka 24 hours earlier was the heaviest yet of three big losses in five that have left Nelsinho Baptista's side open to real scrutiny. Cerezo raced into a 2-0 lead inside 24 minutes through Takashi Inui and Rodrigo Pimpao, before Kashiwa midfielder Leandro Dominguez foolishly picked up two yellow cards in quick succession to render a recovery virtually impossible for the long-time surprise J1 leaders. Further goals in the second half from Martinez, Ryuji Bando and Shu Kurata completed a five-goal rout that was also Cerezo's first home league win of 2011. The other Osaka club, Gamba, are now 5 points off the top with two games in hand, despite only drawing one all away to fierce rivals Urawa Reds. Takashi Usami slotted the visitors in front on his anti-penultimate appearance before moving to Bayern Munich, but Genki Haraguchi headed in a pinpoint cross from Shunki Takahashi to give the Reds a deserved point. For Galta Sendai a third after a 1-1 draw at home to champions Nagoya Grampus, with Sanfrecce Hiroshima back up to fourth after Kohei Morita's header gave them a 1-0 win at Omiya Ardija. Sanfrecce had goalkeeper Shusaku Nishikawa to thank for denying Ardija striker Rafael from the penalty spot. Bottom club Avispa Fukuoka finally have their first win and first home points of the season, after deservedly beating Vanfore Corfu 1-0 at the Level 5 stadium. Hisashi Jogo squared for Yusuke Tanaka to coolly convert the game's only goal after 16 minutes, though Avispa had several chances to extend their lead before the final whistle. Albirex Niigata gave themselves valuable breathing space ahead of the relegation zone with a first win in 10 league matches, Atomu Tanaka scoring early on in both halves to seal a 2-0 victory over second from bottom Montedeo Yamagata. The results leave Fukuoka, Yamagata and Corfu still adrift of the rest on 4, 8 and 11 points respectively. Urawa dropped back down to 15th position on 13, with Niigata now 2 points better off in 14th. Jubilo Iwata trounced Vissel Kobe 3-0, and Shimizu S-Pulse played out a scoreless draw with Kashima Antlers in the weekend's remaining top flight fixtures. Well, as usual, a couple of other talking points to finish up with, and Nadeshiko Japan secured their place in the last eight of the Women's World Cup in Germany with a game to spare, after a maximum 6 points from their opening two Group B matches. A Homare Sawa hat-trick was the undoubted highlight, as Japan thrashed Mexico 4-0 in Leverkusen on Friday, 4 days after opening with a 2-1 win over New Zealand. Japan's thrilling run in the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Mexico, however, came to an end with a 3-2 quarter-final defeat to Brazil yesterday evening. Finally, Jeff United Chiba returned to the top of J2 by winning 2-1 at Katala Toyama, as Tochigi SC could only draw 1-1 at home to Consadole Sapporo. That's all for today. Join me again next Monday.